This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are in big trouble. Yeah, baby. None of their candidates can catch fire. Talked about it earlier in the broadcast. Biden held a relaunch rally. They're all resetting. Beto O'Rourke, resetting. I don't remember. I saw an article that came through on him. I can't remember what it was, but the headline was devastating. It was like, O'Rourke eats his own vomit. You know, so it was horrible. I'm just saying. Welcome to the show, everybody. On that vomit, on that note about vomit, welcome to the show. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. Hey, thank you guys for the kind words, the notes about the program. I appreciate it. And one of my buddies came up to visit. He was like, hey, man, I was checking out your show at the airport. And I was like, really? I don't think of my friends listening to my program, but they do. Anyway, he comes up to visit. And he's in my house telling me, yeah, I was listening to the program. I'm like, wow, appreciate that. I always like getting feedback like that from people that I know, because they'll give you know, I tell them all the time, look, give me the truth. I don't want to sugarcoat it. I know I don't have a show. I don't have a format of Limbaugh or Ingram or she even on anymore, Hannity. Good. I don't want it to be formulaic. You might be going, God, Kevin jumps around a bit, or I'm not sure what he's going to talk about. You want to know what I talk about? I talk about what I want to talk about. I talk about what I want to talk about in that instance. And sometimes it's because I think it's to make a bigger point. I use crazy stories to illustrate things that the Democrats do. But I think that's what keeps the show vibrant and fun. There are times I'd love to have a thread. We have people call in. We're not set up for it. We are set up for it. But to be blunt, I don't want to do it right now. It's more cumbersome for me. People call in, interrupt. And look, I love when you guys call in. I really do. But I'm saying in the show where you call into the show live, it's really difficult. We can do it. We've done it a few times, and we'll certainly do that with guests. But it's just tough because and people are like, well, then you can get on a roll. You know, like there's a topic you want to discuss. You can get instant feedback. I agree. And you folks are so clever. You are so smart. I feel honored to have an audience of your brilliance. And I'm not just saying that. Kevin Jackson, giving his audience props. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We've covered a lot of ground, caught up on a little bit of old news, talked to you guys about the education system, that we educate teachers and pay them money, and they want more. Talked about the Me Too movement and one of its scurrilous individuals. We talked about the Democrats and their new strategy. We talked about the Democrats and where do they stand? Kamala Harris redoing her thing. Elizabeth Warren redoing her thing. Buttigieg, he's losing steam, so he's trying to figure out how to jump the broom. Bernie Sanders, relooking. What does he do? Hey, let me get with AOC and we'll get down with green energy and that'll be my new thing. They're trying new stuff. And I would save them the anguish of letting them know it doesn't work, but I like watching them spin their money and spin their wheels. Spin them. Stuck in the mud. Can't get out. Man. It's fun to watch. And they're so issues-based. Bernie Sanders, too many people are making too much money. Too many people. Too many rich. Money at the hands of the rich. And now Bernie's one of them. They're walking, talking contradictions. Bernie is now among the rich, still talking about rich people. Bernie would have a lot more credibility. Today, I gave away all of my money to prove to you that I'm sincere. Okay, but does he do it? No, man, Bernie is living the high life. And, you know, here's the deal about socialism. Somebody's got to be the chief socialist and making a lot of money. Somebody's got to be Jim Jones of Guyana. Somebody's got to give the signal to drink your Kool-Aid. Go ahead. That's what this is about. Kamala Harris is in the news. Here's what she says. She's going to fight for women to get more raises from companies. She's fighting all of capital, you know, the capitalist companies are going to pay women their fair wages. She's going to see to that. She's taking over the mantra for women of being the next Hillary Clinton. I will give women their fair share. And I say to Kamala Harris, aren't you being a bit sexist? I mean, think about it. What is Caitlyn Jenner going to say on a move like that? You know, I'm just saying, these days, you can't be gender specific. They call it gender fluidity. So, for all intents and purposes, Kevin Jackson, the male, all handsome, and, you know, whatever you may think, of course he's very handsome. But Kevin Jackson, alpha male, can just go up to Kamala Harris and say, today I'm a female. Include me. I want equal pay. Or maybe I'm just a female at work. If it's so fluid, I'll just be it when I need to be. Like, if I were to get sentenced to prison like this one guy got, I would say, you know what? I declare I'm a female. Y'all hear that story? That was a funny story. Old boy gets arrested for a crime, and he decides he's going to declare himself to be transgender, ergo a woman. They put him in the woman's prison, and suddenly the inmates are pregnant. I don't know how. I don't want to be an Alex Jones and a conspiracy theorist, but they suspect he might be the mother of a few of those babies. Don't you love when you get to play around with the thought process of all these people? It's so funny because it's all about them women. Dude, I don't think the Democrats see the irony of fighting for women when they have this gender-neutral world. And apparently, I've thought about this, the only acceptable world for Democrats is an all-female world. I mean, that's the only way I see it playing out. Well, yeah, my producer goes, well, what about transgender men who are becoming women? But that's a female world. And, you know, in a sense, because they got the men to do it. And what's more enticing, to be a man that becomes a woman and does it better than women, becomes Miss Universe? One of these Miss Universe pageant contestants is a woman, and she's stunning. Don't even go to Thailand. Thailand's transgender population makes the feminists in America look like Bush dudes. They look like feminists in America look like gorillas compared to these Thais. I think it's the sex change capital of the world. They look good. I'm just saying, I wouldn't be with one of them. I'm just telling you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats fighting for women, fighting for blacks, fighting for Latinos. Democrats fighting for the downtrodden. Yeah. I was thinking about, because I'd watched that Bohemian Rhapsody the other day, and the Democrats, they say they were fighting for the LGBT. I don't believe it, but here's what I will tell you. The LGBT are winning. They've been winning for decades. And I don't think of them as just the gay. I'm saying this is a special interest because I think of them as human beings. I'm glad human beings that have, you know, freaky sexual proclivities are getting their due. But think about it. AIDS came out like in the 80s or so, right? And many of these gay men were dying. It was known as a gay disease. And they don't call it a gay disease because it stigmatizes gay people. And it implies that it's being spread by gay men, which it was. It was all those things. I did a story about this years ago where I said the American government killed people because of the gay lobby. The gay lobby didn't want people to know that you could get AIDS through sexual contact, and they didn't want it stigmatized, so they did all kinds of shenanigans, so people were continued doing the very behaviors that led to more HIV. Long story short, fast forward, we put in an enormous amount of effort into curing AIDS. For the most part, AIDS is now a curable STD. I'm not enticing you to go get it. I'm saying it's a curable STD in the sense that you don't die. Magic Johnson proved that if you got enough money, even in a time of bad timing for AIDS, Magic Johnson found out, you know, he could live. Oh boy, got AIDS. And I remember when the day he made that announcement and people were like, oh man, Magic is dead. Man, poor Magic. Magic is dead. Magic Johnson is healthier today than he was when he got AIDS. Now, I'm not condoning getting them because Magic Johnson paid a fortune for this. But, and if there's anybody that did sort of bring to light that, you know what, anybody can get AIDS, it's not just a gay disease, it was Magic Johnson, because Magic Johnson was, he was a total prostitute on the road. Married to Cookie, but he was getting a lot of cookies on the road. And he contracts AIDS. So, but here's the issue. We spent a fortune. We attacked the disease. Now you get AIDS. It's not even a death sentence like it was before. But let me ask you. Joe Biden was put in charge of cancer. We've been studying cancer for a long time. Have we made lots of strides in cancer? Yes. But cancer, you can still die. A lot of people still die. So as far as disease progression, because AIDS is from the 1980s, cancer has been around forever. And we haven't cured cancer, but we dang near have cured AIDS. I'm impressed by that. LGBT, congratulations. And here's what's interesting. You still know it's mostly for the LGBT. Oh, sure, the bisexual, the Bs of the LGBT are the ones who continue to spread this, particularly in the black community, because you have these young black men on the down low. Because guess what? It's a cool thing now to be part of the LGBTQ community. They got a something for everybody. If you just did it once with a gay man, you don't have to consider yourself gay. That's Q, or maybe that's an LGBTQE experimental. But they've made many strides in sexuality. If I have freaky sex or if I have non-conventional sex, give me a special platform and give me my own rights and legalities and put a ton of money into research of the things that my activities, my lifestyle have created. And is the American taxpayer getting anything back for it? No, I'm not in danger of getting AIDS. I would venture to say most of you aren't either. So we make special dispensation, if you will, for the gay community, solve their problems, and they're, oh, we've done a great job eradicating AIDS. No offense, but that doesn't impact me any more than, Kevin, we've eradicated sickle cell. I get it, it's supposedly a black disease, but I don't have it. You know, eradicate something that benefits everybody, and, you know, because cancer is certainly one of those. Cancer doesn't care about your sexuality. Cancer doesn't care about your ethnicity. And let me tell you this. Sickle cell has been around a lot longer than AIDS. And has sickle cell been cured? I mean, it really enjoyed it. Barack Obama spent 8 years, and they did a lot of stuff for gay people during his tenure. Barack Obama didn't up the money being done to study sickle cell. I'm just saying. If you want to give credit to a black president, AIDS... over the last decade, the strides that have been made in AIDS medication is unbelievable. It's now down to, I don't know what it costs, but it costs a lot less than it did when they were mixing up these cocktails. I remember they were telling about the cost of, well, they figured out a cocktail. This was probably back in the 90s. They figured out a cocktail that'll keep you alive. It had to be, because Magic Johnson was around that time frame, and they were talking about the cocktail could keep you alive, but it's very expensive. It's $10,000 a month or something. And I was thinking, well, Magic can take the cocktail, but everybody could. Now, I think it's a pill. It's like a five-pill regimen. I remember the story maybe a year or two ago. You guys remember? It was something along these lines. But now you can take this cocktail and you're pretty good to go. And they changed the formula up a little bit. And so now in California, they say, you know what? If you give somebody AIDS, we're not going to hold it against you. You don't have to tell them you have it. It's stigmatized because now we have a cocktail they can take. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, if somebody, you're out meeting new people and you're on the you know, what they call it, those speed dates. And a person says, now, listen, I need to tell you up front that I am on an AIDS cocktail. And, okay, moving on. You know, well, I shouldn't have done it like a gay person. But if a girl goes, listen, I just need to tell you up front that I am on the AIDS cocktail, but, you know, I haven't had any problems since I know my last boyfriend, he was on the down low. Or, next, moving on. So, but now it's not even, you can't even, there's no stigma to it. How dare you embarrass someone? And don't misunderstand me. People make mistakes, you get STDs, whatever. I'm not moralizing about that. I'm just saying there are some that are worse than others. So even this new strain of gonorrhea. Have you heard about, there's one, man, it's like you can't get rid of that. That's not one you don't want to get rid of. That's a, whoo. I've seen pictures. I was in military school. They showed us all the different things that you could, that come up from that. No, sir. Ugly, ugly. Anyway, yeah, lots going on, boy. But let me tell you, we've made these strides. Anyway, it got me thinking about it because of the Bohemian Rhapsody and of Freddie Mercury died of pneumonia based on complications from AIDS. And I was thinking, Democrats want to claim they fought for the LGBT community, but no, your taxpayer dollars did. The safety of the American public did, and we won that battle on behalf of the LGBT community. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump with a message for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
I don't do cover-ups. You people know that probably better than anybody.
The president speaking at the Rose Garden continues.
After 2 years and $40 million or $35 million, it'll end up being a lot more than that. No collusion, No obstruction, no nothing.
Those comments after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi accused without any proof the president of being involved in a cover-up. Flooding remains a big concern in Oklahoma after powerful storms moved through this week. Oklahoma Governor Republican Kevin Stitt also says,
so the biggest concern is more rain. I mean, there's some more rain in the forecast for North Tulsa, for northern Oklahoma.
The National Weather Service has issued flash flood warnings for northeastern Oklahoma through the weekend. They've received more than 8 inches of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, you gotta love these Democrats, man. Yeah, listen to this one. In 6 years since Representative Eric Swalwell, I had forgotten about him as one of the candidates. Like I said, you may be able to name the top five or six candidates for the Democrats, but if you can go through all 20-something of them, congratulations. I can't, and it's my job. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Anyway, Swalwell is one of the candidates. He's a representative, congressman out of California. And this is a guy that has been just saying some of the most incendiary. He wants to be the next Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler. But anyway, in 6 years since he became a congressman, began earning the big salary that comes with being a member of Congress, he's failed to pay down his student loans, cashed out his pension, and accumulated credit card debt. Do you think this is the dude that isn't betting on the come, betting on the idea that he's going to bank as a congressman? Holy Toledo, 844-551-8255. Go through and look at each of these candidates and what, you know, their debt and whatever they're, I mean, from policy positions to financial on the Democrat side, and you will find a house of horrors. Man, there are people, I mean, he's not coming up with any significant numbers, Swalwell. He doesn't get mentioned with Beto, who just recently said, I'll do anything. I'll do a town hall on Fox if they ask me. Because Elizabeth Warren turned down Fox. And then gets ridiculed by whom? Not by us. She gets ridiculed by other Democrats that go, well, aren't you being a bit sanctimonious given that you're willing to do something on Facebook? While she's saying Facebook is a monopoly and all these things, she's advertising and investing on Facebook, but she won't go on Fox because, you know what? She's a principled Indian. Oh, man. And let's talk about Buttigieg. So David Horowitz, who's a good friend of mine, David tweeted this. The snake Chris Wallace can't even confront Buttigieg's reprehensible insinuation that Jefferson, the man responsible for the, quote, all men are created equal and have an inalienable right to liberty, inspiring the abolition movement, is somehow a racist demon whose memory is an embarrassment. That's what Buttigieg went on Fox News and said, and Chris Wallace, don't look, if you want Fox News to make you feel good about being a conservative, you're watching the wrong network. It's not going to happen. Anyway, so you have that. And then I want to get to Kamala Harris. Because she's real. As I was thinking about her, I said, this is a chick that I expect to see on some rich witches of, you know, D.C. or Atlanta or whatever. Because there, this woman being in politics, quite frankly, is an embarrassment to excuse me, to the Democratic Party. Oh, my gosh. You know what she's wanting to do, right? Democratic presidential candidate Harris is unveiling a pay inequity proposal that aims to close the gender pay gap. And here's what she's going to do. She says she's going to hold corporations accountable when men are paid more than women. So I wonder if she's going to hold corporations accountable when women pay more than men. I wonder if she's going to hold corporations accountable if some black person makes less than some white person. Or vice versa. Hey, memo to Kamala Harris and all the other lefties, brain dead morons. That's the way business works. You get a salary, they give you a range. They say, this is our starting salary for cooks. And then, if you're a good cook, they may give you more. If you're not, they may give you less. And somehow, your performance dictates how things go. But you know what she wants to do? She wants to create a bureaucracy where you have to keep up with everything to the T. That's what government does. Government doesn't say, look, come in here, give these people an opportunity, treat them fairly, and let the chips fall where they may. How dare they do something that sane? It goes on, Harris's plan would require companies to disclose pay policies, which most do. I mean, if you're a big company, I worked in major corporations as a consultant and working there myself. And the policy's clear. When I got hired, my first job as an engineer, they said, here's the range of salaries for your position. And it was based on, did you have any experience, whether it was engineering level 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. It was based on experience. And you could determine if you wanted to work there. If you thought you were the best engineer on the planet and they weren't offering you enough, then you could go somewhere else. Nobody's holding you hostage to it. There could be exceptions made. If you're a rock star, I can tell you this. When we would move a geophysical engineer, one of the guys working on one of these oil rigs, if he was a rock, if that guy needed to be moved from, you know, say, off the shore of China, North China Sea to Egypt, you know, off the shore of Africa or something, and they needed him done, you would have thought it was a rock concert. Let me tell you, those engineers call the shots. They say, when they say, we're going to offboard you from China and onboard you into Africa, all that has to happen in literally within hours. So because each country has its own set of laws. So you have to unmake an employee from China and put him into in Africa and onboard him over there with a whole new set of laws. There are people that do nothing but specialize in that. And do you know what they do with these rock star geophysical guys? They move their entire families from China. I'm just using this as an example, from China to Africa. And they do it in days. They charter private jets. They have people pack those. They don't touch a thing. They give the guy a bonus for making the move and moving his family abruptly from one location to the other, onboarding and offboarding. But he's mainly the one that they want within hours. And the reason is they're losing. When an oil rig goes down out in some sea, this guy is one of the only people in the world who can fix it. And let me tell you, if you're a woman and you want to be guaranteed you're going to make a crap load of money, go into that industry. Because let me tell you, I've seen concerts that don't get as much orchestration as it is to offboard and onboard an engineer, an oil derrick engineer, from one location to the other. But Kamala Harris is going to make it all right. Yeah, and the women who can, what's funny about this is, for Kamala Harris, she's saying women are too stupid to have their own companies and do things their own way, so I'm going to protect them, because I'm going to make sure that at a company that they work at, they get the same pay. Well, then I can see lawsuits where they go, because I know a company where it's all women doctors. And they say, all women, the name of the company is like, all women doctors. And I'd go there and sue them and say, where's the men? Why don't you have any men here? And when you bring them in, you better doggone be sure they make the same pay as the highest paid woman. Or else I'm going to sue. What kind of world do we live in where you can't just do it on merit? Kamala Harris wants the government to do, let's just put it out there for just so we're clear, what women can't do for themselves. And I can tell you about what happens when you get a bunch of women in charge. Look at Fox News. Look at them. Tell me you enjoy this Fox better than you did the Roger Ailes Fox. Competent women, but knee-jerk responders, just loading up the management team with women, and you've seen the results. If you get strong women that can lead, go for it. I love it. I have no problem with it. But when they can't, you got to be able to call it. Harris wants to make sure that if you're a woman, you're going to get paid no matter what. She wants to call this, she wants a mandatory equal pay certification from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Companies that fail to achieve the certification would be fined, get this, 1% of their profits for every 1% of the wage gap they allow to persist for work of equal value. Another bureaucracy, a layer of bureaucracy. But here's what the most interesting part of this article is, the sentence I'm about to read to you. The U.S. Senator from California says $180 billion would be generated over 10 years, with fines decreasing over time as companies strengthen their equal pay practices. So they want to fine these companies and make it a revenue generator for the government. I want you to understand what's happening here. This woman wants a bureaucracy to burden companies, and the companies are going to pay for her bureaucracy. Now, once it starts, who will continue to pay for it? You think companies are going to get off the hook once they start building this new bureaucracy in the government? Yeah, because government always shuts down the things once it starts running, right?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You want to know what leftism gets you? Leftism gets you terror camps in America, on American soil. Here's a report from ABC. At first glance, it looks like an abandoned dump. But this plot of land in Macon County, Alabama, is described in an FBI search warrant as a makeshift military-style obstacle course belonging to a small group of terrorists led by Siraj Wahaj, who owned the property up a long dirt road but just a few miles from downtown Tuskegee. The property, similar to another compound in New Mexico the group is now linked to, where federal prosecutors say Wahaj and four other suspects were training children to carry out deadly terror attacks on American soil. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Proud American. Happens to be black. Not that that matters to you. In fact, it has zero meaning to you, except you just would be describing me to somebody, that black guy. But look, this is what we have when we allow the left to do what they do. We have terror camps in our midst. Do you think the left is going to focus? No, the Muslims are a peaceful group, and, you know, you're always coming down on them, Kevin. Yeah, because we always keep finding terror camps. We keep finding them training kids to want to kill Americans. What about in Philadelphia, where those kids were talking about they want to kill Americans at a mosque? Oh, no, we need to leave the mosque alone. It's religious. It's blah, blah, blah. No, it isn't. It's breeding grounds for people that want to do harm to us and our children. And we are allowing it to fester. You want to know why? Because we're afraid to say something. Oh, my God, if I say something about Muslims, they will peg me as anti-Muslim. No, they won't. They'll peg you as smart. They'll peg you as somebody that says, look, we can't allow this to continue to occur. I'll put it to you this way. Name me one Christian church, that you can't say, I'm going to go into on Sunday. I'm just going to go. I'm going to go. I'm not Catholic. I'm going to go to a Catholic church. I'm not Jewish. I'm going to go to a Jewish synagogue and just sit. Listen. Then I'm going to commiserate with the people. Even though I'm not Jewish, I'm going to hang out. And whatever they do with all the strange words, you know, I'm not Sabbat and Mataj and Chak, whatever. I'm going to do what they do all day long in fear, out of fear. Tell me what you can do. Can you go into any mosque and just hang out? I don't know. I don't have the answer. I suspect you can't. I suspect it's a pretty closed society. I do know this about this so-called Muslim or Islam religion. I know this about it. You're not supposed to get out. If you're in it, you can't leave it. I do know that. I do know that it's the only religion that I'm aware of that's running around beheading people in massive numbers. Go to religionofpeace.com. The terror attacks are happening all over the world every day. It isn't isolated. It isn't like, oh, there's this one little band of radical Muslims somewhere that are doing harm. It's all over the place. They said FBI Assistant Director for Counterterrorism Michael McGarrity told lawmakers on Capitol Hill there are 850 open domestic terrorism investigations with 40% racially motivated violent extremism. Sirhaj Wahaj was arrested at the New Mexico compound back in 2018. Training children to commit mass shootings at U.S. schools. So let me just back up here for a second and say this. There are going to be a series of mass shootings in schools. It started during the Obama era. I'm talking about in earnest. It's been happening for a while. But it dramatically increased in the time of Obama. Do you think that's by accident? Do you think it was... Oh, you know, it's been brewing, and let's do it now. It was just a timing thing. It could have been under any president. Or do you think that the Muslims got inspired in the time of Obama? While you stew on that, here's what I'm going to tell you. In the future, public schools will not be safe for your kids. You're going to have to put your kids, in a school that says, we don't allow backpacks. If you're, it's going to have bomb-sniffing dogs. They're going to have to walk through all kinds of stuff, and it's still not going to help. And you know what you're going to end up doing? You're going to, your kids and grandkids, when they have their children, they're going to end up educating their kids at homeschool. I'm telling you what's going to happen. We're not stopping this. We're breeding this. If you think, oh, they found this one school in New Mexico or this one in Alabama outside of Tuskegee. Woo! Thankfully, we nipped it in the bud. Yeah, right. You haven't nipped anything in the bud. What's about to happen is these kids are going to come of age. They've been radicalized right under your noses. Why? Because You white folks are afraid to go. You know what? I think it's pretty wild that we can't go in and surveil mosques and understand that they're teaching religious teachings. We publicize our, you know, I don't know, Falwell and these other pastors. They're on TV. You don't have to go, oh, they're preaching hate. I don't know if you're a fan of Creflo Dollar. I think any pastor that gives his name last name is money is telling you what he's about. But whatever, whatever's clever, if you watch him, he's not preaching hate. Joel Osteen doesn't preach hate. He's not talking about beheading. Go, they do national seminars, nationwide stuff. That's what I was going for, in case y'all wonder what I said, national. But they're all over the place, and you aren't going to hear any radical stuff. Put on any Christian sermon, radio, TV, or otherwise, you're not going to hear anybody talking about hate. But why don't the Muslims want their stuff exposed? Why are they so closed in their offerings? Do you think a Jew dare go into a Muslim a mosque just to observe? Like I said, I've gone into Catholic Church, Lutheran Church, AME, you name it. All they do is welcome you. They ask you where, you know, you when you get up and talk, give an honor to God. I'm Kevin Jackson. I'm from so-and-so. My church home is such-and-such. And I just stopped by because I've felt the need for salvation, and I came to you. Welcome, Kevin. You know, they're very welcoming. And if you go, you know, I go to Catholic church, there's no big ooh like it's golf, and you miss the shot. They just go, oh, okay. And then you know what they do afterwards? They feed you, they talk to you, they give you literature on their church or ask you if you're going to come back, they invite you back, whatever. It is an absolutely fun experience. When we would travel sometimes with my grandparents, we would do that. We would visit a church. It was pretty rare, but we would. But here's what I can tell you I definitely witnessed quite often. When I would be sitting in church, there would be somebody that was brought in because they were staying with family or whatever, or they were coming, you know, visiting the town, and they came to the nearest church. And in my city where I grew up, there weren't that many black folks. So if you were black going through town and you were religious, you found the black church. So they came to listen to Pastor Johnson speak and beg for money. I remember it. And it was probably one weekend a month that somebody, it was asked every single time. Do we have any visitors to the church? They didn't say church, they said church. Church. They took the R out. But they said, do we have any visitors to the church? And then the hands would go up and they'd say, okay, well, you can stand up, sister. And then she said, well, giving honor to God, my name is Sister Mary Johnson, and we are coming over from Delaware, and we stopped in, and I got to go to church. I got to get my salvation. And everybody, amen, everybody start clapping. I got to get my salvation. And on and on and on. And she would give her testimony. And I remember as a kid, when I was a kid, I would be like, oh, man, I hope she just says, you know, thank you. I appreciate the sermon. And then she sits down. Because what happened in black church, you've already sat through a three-hour sermon. Okay? And then when they do that, everybody becomes a preacher. These people would get up and I just want to testify for a minute. See, I was down in the dumps back in early 1967, you know, and they start giving you their life story. And I just remember rolling my eyes. I'd be sweating because sometimes it would be hot in that church, man. And I remember rolling my eyes going, there goes the football game or whatever. And it says it as a say. I mean, you know, I wasn't all into the church. Look, I'm off track here. Here's what I'm saying. Muslim compounds meant to kill Americans. Sad state of affairs. Democrats can do it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.